Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a critical geopolitical event, the Berlin Summit focused on forging a unified European security future.
Thanks for having me. This summit sounds like a major turning point, especially with Ambassador Julian Witkoff convening leaders in Berlin. It's more than just a meeting, it feels like a strategic realignment.
Absolutely. The choice of Berlin itself is steeped in history, a city that has witnessed division and reunification, now playing host to discussions that will shape Europe's future. Its prominence as an economic and political hub makes it the perfect stage for these high-stakes deliberations.
And the inclusion of President Zelensky alongside European leaders is significant. It highlights a desire for direct dialogue, ensuring that strategies are developed in concert with Ukraine, the nation most directly affected. This isn't just about external support, it's about co-creation.
Exactly. This meeting unfolds against a backdrop of shifting battlefield dynamics and evolving political sentiments across Europe. It demands a clear-eyed reassessment of our collective approach, moving beyond immediate concerns to long-term strategy.
The fact that a dedicated envoy is leading this, rather than the president himself, often points to a focus on the intricate details of policy and resource allocation. It suggests a move towards practical, sustainable alignment.
That's a great point. We can look back at historical moments where specialized envoys were crucial for building coalitions and hammering out difficult agreements. What can we learn from those past missions on navigating competing interests?
It's all about assessing the sustainability of current support, identifying gaps, and exploring innovative initiatives. The underlying message from Washington seems to be a push for a unified European front on Ukraine policy, addressing divergences, and ensuring a coherent response.
And the success will hinge on concrete commitments and tangible resources, not just eloquent speeches. Let's transition into the first section, Beyond Immediate Aid, Architecting Long-Term Security and Reconstruction.
Right, because the envoy's mandate likely goes far beyond just emergency aid. The focus here is on building the fundamental architecture for future security guarantees and the immense task of reconstruction. It's about a sustainable future for Ukraine and Europe.
A key agenda item will surely be harmonizing European defense spending and procurement. This means ensuring collective resources are channeled effectively, fostering interoperability, and avoiding redundant efforts among allies.
And this meeting is a prime opportunity to tackle the burden-sharing narrative head-on. It's about ensuring equitable contributions that reflect the shared stakes in defending democratic values across the transatlantic alliance.
Furthermore, the discussions will likely explore Ukraine's integration into European security frameworks. This doesn't necessarily mean immediate NATO membership, but closer cooperation, intelligence sharing, and mutual defense arrangements to bolster resilience.
We also have to consider the economic implications. How will European economies, already facing inflation and energy challenges, manage the costs of sustained support and reconstruction? This requires candid discussions and innovative financial solutions.
The envoy's presence allows for direct feedback from European leaders on their capacity and political will. It's about understanding the real-world constraints and opportunities on the ground, translating political will into sustainable programs.
The aim is to structure support for maximum strategic impact and foster Ukraine's self-sufficiency. The challenge lies in sustaining political will through shifting domestic cycles and public attention spans.
So, it's a strategic pivot from crisis response to long-term stabilization and integration. Let's move on to Section 2, President Zelensky's strategic imperatives in Berlin.
His participation is crucial, signaling Ukraine's proactive role in shaping its future and influencing Allied strategy. He's not just there to receive aid, he's a key architect of the strategy defining his nation's future.
His priorities will certainly include securing commitments for advanced weaponry, like air defense systems, and robust economic stabilization packages. These are vital for protecting civilians and infrastructure.
And the summit offers a platform to present Ukraine's comprehensive post-war reconstruction plans, highlighting the indispensable role of European investment and partnership. This is critical for long-term recovery.
The psychological impact cannot be understated either. For the Ukrainian people, it's a powerful affirmation of support. For the international community, it reinforces resolve among allied nations.
Zelensky will likely be pushing for clearer timelines and concrete steps towards Ukraine's integration into European and transatlantic structures. It's about a tangible roadmap, not just abstract promises.
He needs to counter any narratives of fatigue and ensure shared concern translates into long-term strategic partnerships. The objective is securing not just survival, but a stable, integrated, and secure future for Ukraine.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about the venue itself in Section 3, Berlin's symbolic significance and Germany's central role.
The choice of Berlin is strategic, highlighting Germany's central role in coordinating European policy. As Europe's largest economy and a key political player, Germany is at the heart of these consensus-building discussions.
This gathering serves as a barometer for European unity on Ukraine. It will likely reveal differing national perspectives on sensitive issues like the pace of escalation and the equitable distribution of economic burdens.
The direct engagement among European leaders is crucial for negotiation and consensus building, moving beyond national pronouncements to practical collective security. It's a chance to address contentious issues openly.
We also must consider domestic political pressures within each European state. Governments must balance international commitments with their own electorates and economic realities, which can influence their approach.
This meeting is truly a test of Europe's ability to act as a cohesive bloc. The outcomes will shape the future of European defense integration and the transatlantic security relationship.
It's less about immediate aid packages and more about the ambitious task of forging a shared, long-term strategic vision for European security. This vision needs to be robust against Russian aggression and adaptable for lasting peace.
Which leads us perfectly into Section 4, Reimagining European Security Architecture, Long-Term Vision and Resilience.
This meeting transcends immediate battlefield needs, focusing on building a sustainable framework for European security for the next decade and beyond. The US envoy's presence signals institutionalizing support.
Discussions will likely explore innovative funding mechanisms, joint R&D in defense technologies, and coordinated approaches to reconstruction and economic recovery. It's about building enduring capacity.
The resilience of the transatlantic alliance itself is being tested. Its ability to adapt to evolving threats, maintain unity, and demonstrate strategic foresight is paramount.
And this unified action can serve as a powerful signal to other potential aggressors globally. It reinforces the importance of international cooperation in security matters.
The summit is a chance to reevaluate and strengthen the transatlantic security architecture. Integrating lessons learned from the current conflict into strategic planning is vital to prevent future crises.
This is about embedding strategic foresight, ensuring actions today align with anticipated geopolitical realities tomorrow. The ultimate goal is a stable, prosperous, and secure European order that deters aggression.
The Berlin meeting is a crucial step towards establishing that robust, forward-looking framework. It underscores the strength and adaptability of the transatlantic alliance in a complex world.
Which brings us to our final substantive section, Section 5, the Transatlantic Alliance, a test of unity and foresight.
Indeed. As we've touched upon, the alliance's resilience is under scrutiny. Adapting to new threats, maintaining a united front, and demonstrating foresight are key challenges.
The impact extends beyond Europe, influencing other global alliances and the future of international security cooperation. Unified action here sends a strong message to potential adversaries.
Reevaluating and strengthening the transatlantic security architecture is a major opportunity presented by this summit. The lessons learned from the ongoing conflict are invaluable for future prevention.
It's about embedding strategic foresight into policy. Ensuring that today's actions are not just reactive but strategically aligned with tomorrow's geopolitical landscape is crucial for long-term stability.
The ultimate goal remains a stable, prosperous, and secure European order. This order must deter aggression, uphold international norms, and foster enduring peace for all.
The Berlin meeting is indeed a critical step. It's a testament to the enduring strength and adaptability of the Transatlantic Alliance in navigating these complex global challenges.
And this initiative isn't just about the immediate crisis, it's fundamentally reshaping European security for decades. The collaborative spirit fostered in Berlin, if translated into action, sets a precedent.
It underscores the principle that shared security requires shared responsibility and strategic alignment. Success will be measured by the enduring strength of the alliances forged.
Now, let's wrap this up with the conclusion, charting a course for enduring European security.
The Berlin summit, convened by Ambassador Witkoff, is a pivotal moment. It signals Washington's long-term commitment to continental stability, moving beyond immediate concerns to foundational elements of enduring peace.
The discussions are geared towards architecting a sustainable future through proactive stabilization and integration. This includes fortifying Ukraine, harmonizing European defense, and fostering equitable burden sharing.
President Zelensky's active participation is key, ensuring Ukraine's voice is central and advocating for tangible commitments. His presence is a testament to Ukraine's agency in shaping its destiny.
The challenges are significant, differing national perspectives, domestic political pressures, and the sheer scale of reconstruction. Yet, the potential rewards for solidifying the transatlantic alliance are immense.
By embedding strategic foresight and fostering innovation, the outcomes in Berlin can lay the groundwork for a more secure and stable European order. This is about strategically preparing for the future.
It's about translating lessons learned into enduring strength and collective security for the entire continent. A truly forward-looking approach.
And finally, let's look at the comprehensive summary, starting with the key factors.
Under strategic alignment, a key strength is the U.S. envoy's focus on granular policy and Zelensky's direct involvement ensuring a unified front. However, a challenge is achieving genuine alignment among diverse European nations and sustaining political will.
For security guarantees and defense integration, strengths include pathways to long-term stability and efficient resource allocation through harmonized spending. The challenge lies in defining precise guarantees and navigating integration complexities.
In economic reconstruction and burden sharing, strengths are the platform for innovative solutions and addressing equitable contributions. The challenge is the substantial economic cost for European economies and ensuring fair burden distribution.
Regarding diplomatic venue and German leadership, a strength is Berlin's symbolic role in Germany's central position for consensus building. A challenge is potential fault lines from differing national perspectives and domestic pressures.
And for transatlantic alliance resilience, strengths include adapting to threats and demonstrating strategic foresight, which signals deterrence. The challenge is maintaining unity and institutionalizing support beyond immediate crisis response.
Now, let's delve into the strengths and insights from this summit's context.
A major strength is the U.S. envoy's focus on practical implementation and long-term alignment, moving beyond mere pronouncements. Zelensky's inclusion ensures strategies are directly informed by Ukraine's needs, fostering true unity.
The focus on future security guarantees and integration offers a path to long-term stability. Harmonizing defense spending can lead to more efficient resource allocation and better interoperability among allies.
The summit is a crucial platform for discussing innovative financial solutions for reconstruction and addressing the burden-sharing narrative directly to ensure equitable contributions across the alliance.
Berlin's symbolic significance and Germany's central role are key strengths for consensus building. Direct engagement among leaders allows for crucial negotiation and airing of diverse perspectives.
Strengthening the transatlantic alliance by re-evaluating security architecture is a significant opportunity. Unified action and demonstrated strategic foresight can powerfully deter potential aggressors.
Finally, let's cover the challenges and opportunities from the summit's perspective.
A primary challenge is achieving genuine strategic alignment among diverse European nations, each with unique domestic pressures. Translating political will into sustained, actionable programs is an ongoing hurdle.
Defining the precise nature of future security guarantees for Ukraine is complex and politically charged. Integrating Ukraine into European security structures requires navigating existing alliances and potential resistance.
The substantial economic costs of sustained support and reconstruction pose a challenge for European economies already facing inflation and energy issues. Ensuring equitable burden sharing requires candid dialogue.
Differing national perspectives on sensitive issues can create fault lines within European unity. Domestic political pressures within individual states can test Europe's ability to act cohesively.
Maintaining a united front and adapting to evolving threats requires constant vigilance. The challenge lies in institutionalizing support and ensuring long-term alignment beyond immediate crisis response.
Overall, the Berlin Summit represents a critical juncture for European security. The commitment to long-term strategy, unified action, and resilient alliances is paramount.
It's about moving from reactive crisis management to proactive stabilization and integration, ensuring a secure and prosperous future for Ukraine and the continent. A truly pivotal moment.